Since human existence, people have been making music using the materials they have lying around. One of the earliest instruments was a flute, carved from hollowed-out bird bones and mammoth ivory. It was carbon dated to be 42,000 years old. The tradition of using recycled items to create instruments still continues today. David English, owner of Black Owl Guitars in New Bern, is using old license plates, peanut can lids, and old cigar boxes to build guitars.
It has a real nasty sound. It's almost a gritty, dirty sound. But it's also, I think that gritty, dirty sound is it's very authentic for the times and the traditions that music comes out of. It's very Americana.
English has played the six-string guitar for 14 years, learning other instruments along the way. Although he doesn't use a paintbrush, he still considers himself an artist.
You know, I write songs and make music, and I'm trying to introduce people to a type of music that existed, you know, 100 years ago. And I think in that, I guess a little bit of a historian as well.
The very first cigar box instrument is documented in an 1860s newspaper. The picture shows two Civil War soldiers sitting next to a tent, and one of them is playing a cigar box fiddle. After the war, English says these homemade instruments started gaining in popularity.
A lot of slaves would go to socializations and things. These are folks that couldn't afford instruments. They would build their own. It kind of comes out of old jug bands and things like that. And the cigar box guitar is born. And then through the 20s and 30s, where we have the Great Depression, people couldn't afford their instruments. Folks like B.B. King, you know, his dad built him a cigar box guitar because he can afford, and that's where he started, and everybody knows who B.B. King is.
Jimi Hendrix, Carl Perkins, Ted Nugent, and Buddy Guy are just a few of the famous musicians that have played cigar box guitars. English says his interest in building and playing cigar box instruments started 2 years ago when surfing the web.
Guy was building this cigar box guitar, but he just strung it up with nylon string. It making not a lot of noise, but it kind of intrigued me. I was kind of like, I said, I wonder if somebody's ever tried that with real guitar strings.
Another quick internet search, and English found that his idea was already a reality.
Tons of people building cigar box guitars and building cookie tin banjos and steel lap guitars out of old wooden ironing boards and playing with shot glasses. And it opened up this whole new world. And I said, you know what? That's where I want to be. This combines two of the things I like most is music and building stuff.
English builds each guitar by hand in his garage workshop in River Bend. He uses mostly recycled materials, wood scraps from a local carpenter, old bottle caps, and recycled bolts.
When I first started, I went to the tobacco store. I guess you can go to a tobacco store and get a cigar box. And so I went up there, and that a guy was, you know, having empty boxes from the humidor, and so I just bought them for a couple bucks a piece. But as people found out I was building, and other people started wanting instruments, sometimes now I come home and there's a bag of them on my front doorstep.
It's with these cigar boxes that both guitars and music are created. Earlier this week, when I visited English's workshop, he was building a diddly bow.
You know, that's where, like, the original handmade guitar. A lot of guys built diddly bows back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. They were stringing broom wire to a 2x4 in a barn or something. It's just one string and you use a slide.
The first step is carving a groove in the box for the neck to go through. The neck for this diddly bow is a piece of wood from a farm in Vanceboro.
This is what they used to hang tobacco with up in the tobacco barns. They would strap it on here, and it would hang up in there to dry.
English used a combination of power tools and hand tools to construct the diddly bow. Instead of a wooden soundboard like the typical six-string acoustic guitar, the cigar box guitars employ a resonator to help create that unique bluesy sound. The resonator on this particular diddly bow was an old paint can lid. On some of the instruments English makes, he installs pickups that capture the mechanical vibrations of the strings and turn them into an electrical signal that can be put through an amplifier. Once the electronics are installed inside the cigar box, the instrument will be ready for staining. For this process, English uses mud from the Trent River.
If I take mason jars and scoop the black mud, you know, that everybody knows stains everything. And so I'll let it sit however long, however dark I want it to be, and let it sit in the mud and wipe it down. And those softer parts of the wood where the grain is, especially on some of the maples and stuff, really pick up that dark look. And you can see the grain of the wood really nice. I think it gives it a very vintage look.
Instead of a polyurethane finish, English says he uses a natural protectant, beeswax, collected from his friend's beehives in Pamlico County. Whether it's a cigar box guitar or a diddley bow, English says each instrument is unique in the way it sounds and especially in the way it looks. Take the Carolina Cruiser, for example.
The Carolina Cruiser is a... We have a Don Thomas cigar box with a license plate for the resonator and hardware bolts for your nut and your bridge. And then I thought it was only appropriate for the volume knob is a Pepsi cap. I mean, here we are in North Carolina. You got to have the Pepsi cap on there.
You can see a picture of guitar maker David English and his recent creation, the Carolina Cruiser Cigar Box Guitar, when you visit our website, publicradioeast.org. I'm Jared Brumbaugh. Here on the dock stands a ghost of a man preaching hell in a starched white shirt.